News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ireland is significantly behind its targets for decarbonising home heating, according to the latest report from the ESRI. I think the technical term might be a country mile. In 2024, deep retrofits reached just 11.5% of the 2030 goal, while heat pump installation targets reached just 3.5%. Miriam Lynch is with us. She's energy economist with the ESRI. Is there any way to attach a silver lining to this cloud, Miriam? Could it be that we are ramping up at pace?
We certainly are ramping up. If you look at, obviously, kind of everything shut down over COVID, but if you look at the post-COVID trend, it's been increasing. When we wrote this paper, there was only data available to the end of 2024, but I'm told that 2025 accelerated even further again. So that is good news, and it certainly seems that we're on an upward trajectory. But it, in order to kind of get to the levels that the Climate Action Plan would envisage, SEAI is saying that we would need 75,000 retrofits a year, and that's every year from this year. And I don't think that's kind of feasible. So what we were really keen to do with this paper was try to summarize all of the evidence in this area to say, okay, what are the barriers and how might we overcome them? And then also say, given that it looks like we're not going to remain within target for the emissions reductions in this sector, are there any alternative or complementary policies that we could include as well? Not to replace retrofitting or electrification, but to say, are there other things we can do alongside retrofitting and electrification in the short to medium term?
Now, those barriers that you outlined, the report is very interesting on what they are. Briefly, could you give us a sense of the key highlights amongst them?
Yeah, so what we kind of divided them into several categories. So the first barrier that most people will be very familiar with is financial barriers. And this is well known. It's no surprise to anybody that undertaking a deep energy retrofit and installing a heat pump costs money. There are grants available, and actually since this paper was written, those grants have been increased in many cases. But it's still a significant outlay for people, even if you finance it at the kind of low rates available under these government-backed loans. And then in the rental sector in particular, obviously it's the landlord as opposed to the tenant who needs to bear that cost. And there was research by colleagues showing that many landlords just don't actually have the funds required to retrofit their housing stock to the kind of levels that the Climate Action Plan would envisage. Then the second set of barriers, however, that has received less attention is what we call behavioural barriers. So there's been some research done that finds that there is a significant cohort of households who just simply don't like the idea of making any changes to the physical layout or properties of their home. And we also find that kind of the hassle associated with undertaking any kind of renovations work or retrofitting works is quite significant for some households. For other households, it's not that significant at all, but for some households, it's very significant. And what we're kind of wondering about there is, okay, there are some homes that might retrofit, and we should definitely encourage them to do so. But for those homes that are telling us that, look, we're just not interested in doing that, independent of how much it would cost, is there something else they could be doing in the meantime? And then finally, there are what we call informational barriers. So this is to do with, it's not that there's kind of a financial or behavioral impediment in the way, you just still don't know what you need to do. Now, this is hopefully changing, but those informational barriers do still seem to be showing up in the literature.
And it's interesting how high the numbers are of those homeowners that you're saying have no interest in changing their home, more than 40% of them, according to your own research. That is the ESRI's energy economist, Miriam Lynch. And if you want to read more, of course, that report is available on the ESRI's website.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.